Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Matt Holt, Christy, Grace, and Josh, plus comedian Dave Dyer and Tom and Josh's fake band names, right after this catchy tune.
Kiss my hey, son of a eat and die. Suck my hey, you kiss my you
That's not right.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Matt Holt sitting in for the Chickster. Chickster doing great. He'll be back soon. We have Christy Lee, blonde number one. Blonde number two is Grace. She's over there. I don't know if he ever had blonde hair because he has none now. It's a firefighter and a weightlifter. What's the thing you do again called?
CrossFit.
CrossFit.
I also happen to be a comedian for a living. Tom.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I do.
Well, the last few times you've been here, all you've ever talked about is CrossFit.
I have not. You've brought it up.
Okay.
Did you watch it on TV the other day?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
They have their own TV show now?
Oh, they had some championship.
In your defense, you are now super fit.
Thank you.
And very healthy looking.
Well, he's using it to fight fires. He's
kind of scary. Yeah.
Saving the community.
Yeah. Well, no, good for you. Hey, listen, bravo. You're a very brave man, and good for you.
Now, there's Dave.
Josh right next to you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Have you considered ninja workouts?
As far as a job or?
No, like doing like American Ninja Warrior? Or?
No, I don't think so. You
might be too built for it. You know what I mean? You get certain,
a little heavy.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
It. Those are pretty. Guys are really good with body weight stuff.
Yeah.
No, you know, Josh tried it, right?
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
And how'd it go?
Oh, I failed immediately. Yeah.
Right. What they do, Joe, the water in the first pool is the coldest.
Yes, yeah. It was right in the water for me. But I'll give it a shot again another time.
Yeah, it was fun.
They start training now.
I know.
I'll help you.
They should do weight classes and age classifications. They probably don't have time. But
Well, they are starting American Ninja Warrior Junior in the fall.
Oh my god!
So it'll be that should be pretty cool.
What age classification is that?
I don't know the ages yet, but you have to be 19 now, or maybe it's 18 or 19 to be one of the real ninjas, quote unquote real.
But okay.
I love it. One of my favorite shows.
All right. Christy is at the news.
No, I'd like to talk more about it, Tom.
Well, I'm going to give you some facts about it. The participants will need to be between the ages of 9 and 14.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
So the 14 to 19-year-olds are screwed. Maybe they're going to do an American Warrior Ninja
puberty.
Teen?
Teen. Yeah, teen. It's like Teen Jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get in with all the lawyers sitting there. Got the ambulance running yet, Chet?
Okay. Sure they'll be.
On a sports note, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend, and I'm not a baseball fan, so I'm not sure how you pronounce this man's last name. I just saw this video come up, and I was just, oh my God.
Oh, that's Jones.
No, smartass. Blue Jays right fielder Randall Grichuk is being checked for a possible concussion after slamming face first into a security guard's stool while chasing a foul ball.
Wow. That security guard had to be pretty surprised.
All right. Not that stool.
The last time a guy went face first into stool was Chuck Berry at Danny Thomas's house.
Grichuk sprinted toward a foul ball as security staffer seated along the wall stood and backed away from the area, carrying his stool and seemingly unaware that the outfielder was closing in. Grichuk slid to make the catch, crashed into the stool the staffer was holding by his side face first.
Ouch.
Yikes. Oof. He did end up walking off the field. He did have a swollen mark on his face and running across his nose and between his eyes.
Oh.
He apparently is in routine concussion evaluation now.
And the security guard said, hey, you bent my stool.
Hasn't happened since my colonoscopy.
Yeah. Man, are you looking at the video?
I'm watching it. Yep.
Man, it hurts.
Stool right in the head.
Is it like a wooden stool?
No, it's a metal.
Wow.
Did he make the play?
I don't know if he caught the ball or not. Can't answer that.
That'd be
I didn't
awesome
see
if
it.
He did.
I can't tell either.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it for the first time.
And if you missed it, another fabulous world record was set on Friday. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mark Valenzuela of the University of Evansville in Indiana took over 2 hours to pile tortillas 75 centimeters high. That's almost 2.5 feet.
2 hours?
Breaking the record of 68 centimeters. Valenzuela failed an attempt last year when his tower toppled over at 20 tortillas shy of the record. He vows to keep this record in Indiana, so if anybody tries to break it...
Who's going to try to break this?
Yeah. They do. He's going to come back and try again.
You buy them in a package that's probably 3 centimeters high.
They're already stacked.
I think you have to do it one at a time.
And those may be machine stacked, Dave, so that wouldn't count.
Game's changing.
Here it is. I mean, it's just a stack of tortillas.
Oh, boy.
It's amazing. They are, to distinguish between, they look to be flour tortillas, not corn tortillas.
So like soft shell.
Does one stack better?
I would think flour would hold together better.
Would stick together. Yeah.
I think you should, I mentioned this earlier, you should stack quesadillas. You got the cheese and just pour some queso between. Then the beauty of that is when it falls over, you can eat it.
Yeah, it's like an adhesive. The cheese is like an adhesive. It'd be fun.
Can you do a record? Can you create your own record?
It sure seems like it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I bet we could easily do. We could do one right now.
Like
nobody's
what?
Ever done this before. And I put a pen in my ear, and then
there you go.
There, I just that's the record.
How many pins can you put in your ear, though? You only put one. Yeah,
but they can't be dangerous, though. It can't be something that you get hurt doing. So, you can't do. How many eggs can you stick in your rectum or something?
Oh, my God.
I'm sure you, well, yeah, because they don't want to promote.
Now, boiled, I mean.
No, sure, boiled. Yeah.
You want to do like an
hard.
Egg.
I don't know. I think the other way is
not a challenge.
Who hasn't done a raw egg liquid enema? Don't scramble them.
Put that whisk down.
there you go. We'll put the picture of this. It looks, it's obviously pretty difficult and. At some point, they topple
it's
over.
It's already up on social media.
There are some of these things.
Now, Josh, can you come here and look at this picture for 1 second?
If you must.
What interests me about this is, and again, I'm sure this guy's a great guy and has a great sense of humor.
I hope he has a good sense of humor.
Now, do you notice
probably
that there's
one of our biggest fans.
There is absolutely no one there.
No, but why would there be?
I thought there'd be, stands full of people. And
no. Maybe they're
on the other side.
Okay. Yeah, you don't know.
You don't, because you don't want some... rando walking in and bumping into the table.
Right, happened in the Brady Bunch. They're doing the card house.
That's right.
It was a world record.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because you didn't have any joy and watch the Brady Bunch.
Those people that set up those giant domino things.
Yeah.
Those are super. It takes them 15 people, 10 days to set it up, and you always worry about some guy coming in. Hey, the UPS guy, no! Yeah, it's
down. No, we had one of those that, wasn't there an insect or something that knocked it down?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember just a couple weeks ago.
I love those, I swear. I love fun. Domino knockdown things.
But would you be able to put one up?
We used to do it all the time when we were kids, but
And they used to sell those. Remember, it was like called Domino Rally or something?
Yep,
it was like a Hot Wheels track.
We have a guy that's done a bunch of them for this show. We'll stick a link to them. They're incredible.
Yeah.
The ones where they make pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So cool.
They're great. They've got pictures of us and the whole thing. We'll get that back up in the bottom.
That's awesome.
Tom, you've had a childhood unlike most of ours, I would say.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever actually used a bowling green? Like the outdoor bowling?
I've played croquet.
Any cricket in your history?
Yeah, no, I actually, the camp I went to, we had cricket on the beach. It was really fun.
Cricket on the beach.
It was
cricket
blast. On the beach.
Right. It's hard.
Worst resort ever.
Where did you go?
It's
going to
be a fun group.
No, Camp Hayawenta in Central Lake, Michigan.
Hayawenta?
Hayawenta. It's an Indian name. Great camp. It's
Hayawenta
YMCA camp. Highly recommended. Yeah, no, we used to play cricket on the beach. They had these the wickets, and you'd throw back tennis balls. And it
Have
was
you
like
ever tried
Grace did not get
cricket?
What she deserved with too Hey, you went
I agree.
To camp.
I agree.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just mispronouncing it. That's fine.
Very Alan Sherman.
Yeah. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. What else is happening over
Today
there?
Today is Swap Ideas Day.
How dumb. Here's an idea.
I have an idea.
Here's an idea.
How about
Stop
coming up with
up.
A better idea for what day it is?
Yep. You're supposed to share and trade ideas and concepts.
You know what? No. Let's do it. I say we get behind this.
All
Dave,
right.
Tell me something you got on your mind. What idea
what's
are you
I wasn't
working
expecting
on?
To be called on so quickly.
Wait a yes and, my friend.
was not good at improv.
Okay, just... Josh, do you jot ideas down in your phone?
Yes, I do.
You know, do you have one you want to share with us? Because I'll look at my phone.
Yeah, let me look here. I'm looking
jot
at the
ideas
the
down
notes.
On your phone?
Okay, I got one right here.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Can you read it on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh God!
This ought to be good.
Well, I like to create fake bands.
As
you know, we've created many over the years. My favorite still is Chuck Bo Buck and the Banana Fanta Four.
Yes,
that's great.
Uh-huh. And then I created Josh's fake band, the Consensuals.
I created a fake band yesterday.
What were they?
It's a super group of overweight individuals.
Yeah.
Called the Traveling Pillsbury.
That's
so
fantastic.
I don't know if we can use it or not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then, there might be a copyright.
My new one is a fake band with a guy that sings a lot like Michael McDonald, who's one of my heroes who I love, called the Doody Brothers.
Of course.
I have a fake band.
Do we expect anything less from him?
I have a fake band that I sell a T-shirt for in my show, but I can't say it on the air.
Ah.
But it's my fake band.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Is it? You can't say it because it's a. Is it
it's
blue?
It's obscene. Yeah. It's blue.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
But I sell a lot of T-shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Some of these. These are ideas for scenes and potential movies.
Yeah.
Here's one. I wrote this March 26th of 2016.
Okay.
Guy masturbating in hotel room when the window cleaners arrive.
That's a scene.
So he's in like
so
a top
it's a high
upper
rise.
Floor. Yes. And he's,
okay.
But does he arrive to
you
give them
a documentary?
To clean?
Yeah, I wonder where I came up with
right.
Write what you know, they say.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's safe, but
yes,
no.
But no, the outside window cleaner.
So this is exchange idea day.
Mm-hmm. Swap idea day. Yeah.
Okay. Nobody steal that scene of mine.
All right,
by the
we
way.
Won't.
Okay.
Right, Josh
steal it as soon as I get to the hotel.
Yeah, a lot of these are. I write down stuff that I want to get. For example, here's a present I want to get for my 5-year-old daughter. I was at the airport and I saw this. It was the coolest. Have you seen these suitcases that they can ride on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I've seen
so
that.
They pack their stuff in it. Then when you get to the airport, they just get on board and you pull them.
They're very silly.
Not silly. It's genius.
See, but as somebody without children, I would like to push them off of it.
No.
But I've also never seen one in the wild.
Either
never
have I. I've only seen them. Yeah. You actually saw it?
Yeah.
At
the
airport.
That's of course. Where else would you see a suitcase?
Well, do they have them for
went
grown-ups?
To lunch today. Everybody brought in their suitcase. And other than that, it's just names for various weird things people order at Starbucks and their bagel order. I'm sorry. Well, let's move on. So it's Exchange Ideas Days or something then? That makes sense. Now, so Christy, we should explain this dancing thing that you were doing. This was a professional dancer, and it was kind of like a Dancing with the Stars type thing.
Yeah, it's called Dancing with Our Stars. It was for charity. It was for Meals on Wheels locally.
But you're too modest to say Christy was so good, Ace. Other guys were trying to cut in the middle of the routine.
That's right.
Wow. That's how hot she looked.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but
that's
yeah. Everybody had a professional dancer, and you were, you know, teamed up with a professional, and then you practiced for a few months.
You know
and
what
then
they should
you,
have
done
what? Next time they do this, they should have me come in with a professional dancer, and we'll do the Freddy.
Oh God! You realize you sponsored me, right?
I'm sure I did.
No, I paid for it, but you sponsored me. I gave you the credit.
Really? Well,
yeah.
That's a switch.
That's yeah.
I know. I thought I'd swap that for you for a change.
Usually, Tom is sponsoring his friends as opposed to.
Totally unaware of that. Yeah. Well,
you got some nice press.
The Freddy, of course, a classic dance from the '60s, well worth Googling.
You can't do the Freddy anymore with your bad shoulder, can you?
Well, I can kind of do it. It's kind of a sort of a low end Freddy on the right side. Well,
just a Fred.
But I would like to give a shout out to the winners, Xavier and Danny, who won. They did a Greatest Showman bit that was amazing. She was so beautiful, and young twenties, just danced her heart out.
Greatest Showman is a movie you probably are only familiar with if you have kids, and they've seen it 5 times.
Yeah.
Now, here's their song, Grace. You're looking at me like the Freddy, this was in the British Invasion. It's a great song, lots of horns.
Is it?
But it...
Now, your dad is my favorite trumpet player, so he'd love doing that. We should have the Bob and Tom band get together and do the Freddy for our next gig.
Maybe
is it better than Josh?
Here it comes.
Hear the happy feet dancing to the beat of the Freddy.
Now, the background vocals, a little annoying.
Terrible.
I can do that.
I already have to suffer through him playing the rag mop.
Everything about that is off-putting.
Ugh. What do you mean? But the Freddy is a simple dance any kid can do. That's the beauty of it. It's kind of like doing a jumping jacks, but you stay on one leg at the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Try to get your kids to listen to that song and do the Freddy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll get them to do the Freddy. I'll make a video of it. They'll do what I tell them.
Of course they will.
Do you want dessert?
They're puppets.
What's the Josh?
Huh?
The Josh is the dance, right? That's the way to do it.
I do have a dance that Tom likes me to perform every now and again.
Can you do it to the Freddy?
I refuse to do it to the Freddy. Yeah.
Even if you could.
The Josh dance involves being seated, and then you thrust your hand, you alternate in about a 45-degree angle. You put the arms and the hands up, but the hands are in the index finger, like you're pointing at the moon.
Okay. Right.
And then you get a look on your face as if you have just soiled your pants.
All right.
He's just saying I look like a total idiot.
Yes.
No, you don't.
See?
You don't look like you soiled your pants.
Yeah.
You look like you're joyful and happy and having a great time.
Tom, you'd be disappointed to know I did not do the Josh when I was dancing Saturday at a wedding reception.
Oh.
I mean, I cut a rug. But
did you dance with any sexy young ladies?
No. I danced mostly with my nieces. They were kind of C-blocking me a little bit.
Okay, so you didn't hit on any of the bridesmaids?
No, but my gosh, there were some beautiful women there.
Are you good at walking up to total strangers and like that and saying, hey, hi, I'm a friend of the bride.
Would you like to dance?
No, not in that. I mean, I'm fine at it, but I didn't have any real interest.
Like
in
you bring
that.
some of your merch and go like this T-shirt. I'll give you this T-shirt.
Yeah, sell merch at a wedding. That'll go over well.
My 7-year-old niece could not stop. She thought it was so funny when I insisted that she spin me when we were dancing.
Aww.
So we did that about 100 times in
so
a row.
Cute.
So you'd lie down on the floor and then she'd just like take your leg and take a run.
No, not like that's spin on the ground like curly.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.